AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A CDC advisory panel votes in favor of extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the recommendation language presented by the workgroup for vote number one.
And open the possibility of people choosing a different company's brand for that next shot.
Vote number two passes with 15 yeses and zero noes.
The CDC panel backed the same qualifications for Moderna recipients to get a booster. Moderna's booster will come at half the dose of the original two shots. The White House and congressional Democrats reworking positions of the now $2 trillion domestic policy plan. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, one of the two Senate Democrats forcing the cuts, says negotiations will go past the weekend.
This is not going to happen anytime soon, guys.
Washington Representative Pramila Jayapal, head of the House Progressives, says they don't know yet what Manchin ally, Arizona moderate Kyrsten Sinema, feels about the changes.
Joe Manchin, I think, and we could come to a really clear agreement around something, but I'm not sure about the other senator, and she's talking to the White House, so we'll just have to see where that goes.
Today in the House,
the yeas are 229, the nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
Members voting to hold Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney is on that committee. She points out Bannon said on a podcast the day before the riot, all hell will break loose.
Mr. Bannon knows far more than what he said on the video. There is no doubt that all hell did break loose. Just ask the scores of brave police officers who were injured that day protecting all of us. The American people deserve to hear his testimony.
Other House Republicans called the vote a political stunt. This is AP News. A Haitian gang leader is threatening to kill kidnapped missionaries unless he gets what he wants.
The leader of a Haitian gang is threatening to kill 17 members of a kidnapped missionary group if he doesn't get what he's asking for. The video posted on social media shows Wilson Joseph saying he will put a bullet in the heads of these Americans. Joseph also threatened Haiti's prime minister and Haiti's national police chief as he spoke in front of open coffins that apparently held several members of his gang who were recently killed. Thursday afternoon, it was announced Leon Charles has resigned as head of the National Police. 16 Americans and one Canadian were abducted along with their Haitian driver. Police said earlier this week the gang is demanding $1 million per person. I'm Mike Gracia.
Federal Reserve imposes new restrictions on investments its officials can own, a response to recent trades that forced two top officials to resign. The Fed says policymakers and senior staff will be barred from investing in individual stocks and bonds. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.